Hey everybody, Pete Gluzek, Bash University TV, here with my friend and honestly, one of the best reviewed instructors at the Bass University, amazing angler out on the Bassmaster Elites, Chris Saldane.
Absolutely, Pete. I always love coming to your guys' shows, man. Bass University, I've been to several myself growing up in California, and I remember just learning so much. And 8 years on the Bassmaster Elite Series tour, and I love teaching people. I love learning a little piece of information from Florida and from New York and back home California, Texas, and then talking about it, teaching people. And I got a really good tip on my mind or a really good approach while tournament fishing or fun fishing. And I got this in my mind. And we all like to talk about lures and presentation. Let's add a little bit more color to presentation. And what I mean by that is being able to present a lure, whether it be a worm or a crankbait or a topwater, presenting that lure where a fish lives. And we all have heard, you gotta work on your mechanics, work on your casting, go out on in the lawn and set up targets and become a great caster. That is great, but you gotta know where to use that skill, where to use that cast. And
Chris,
it boils down to electronics.
Yeah, well, when I started, we were triangulating.
Yes.
People don't even know what that means these days because our tools are so amazing.
Yep.
And what you're talking about, I think, is one of the most important things because we're fishing offshore a lot. Mm. And when you find a stump, you find a grass clump, the hardest thing to do as an angler is to be able to get your cast on that target.
Cast after cast after cast.
And you're amazing at it, and you're using some amazing products to do it, and I can't wait for you to teach me how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely, and finding a spot like that, finding an offshore spot is as easy as, going to your favorite spawning cove. They spawn in the back. Go to the first little drop-off, and you find your contour lines that drop off real quick, real abrupt, high spots, humps, saddles, things like that are great areas to target offshore fish. But let's take it one step further. Again, we want to make that repetitive cast and keep hitting that spot with that crankbait or that jig or that worm, whatever it is. How many times have we been out there where you catch a fish offshore, you reel it in, you put it in the box, you put it in the boat, and once you stand back up, the wind has blown you off the spot and you've been making the same cast. And then you get up and you grab your bearings and, okay, what cast was I making again? So I want to show you, Pete, a brand new tool I use, Humminbird 360 with mega imaging. So it's Mega 360. Basically, Mega 360 is an underwater radar. So it's a high frequency sonar pinging that happens 360 degrees all around the boat so that when you box that fish offshore, you hop up to the front of the boat and the wind may have moved the bow. Well, just by looking down at your screen, you know that exact angle, so there's no wasted cast. It shows every detail in every direction.
That's amazing. I mean, I've seen it in action. We had a couple people out in the water. We had Brian Thrift out on the water showing us a little bit. We had Carl Jacobson down in Florida showing us a little bit. But the technology keeps advancing. Show me the product.
Let's talk about it. When we're at a show like this, all the electronics companies like to have their little wars.
Yeah.
Johnson Outdoors, Humminbird has their own little deal. No one else has this 360 degree technology. So let me just show you what it is. And basically, let me just show you over here real quick. This is on a Minn Kota 4-Trex trolling motor. And this is the 360 pod here. And basically, it's a fiberglass shaft with your wiring inside. And in this pod down here, there's a transducer that rotates 360 degrees and pings 360 degrees all the way around the boat. So if we come up to this Humminbird Solix unit here, that's what you're seeing. This is the pinging 360 degrees around the boat here. And as you can see this black portion here? That's going to be your shadow. So those are ledges. That's a little ledge that comes off here. They've taken screenshots I want to show you. So this is the basically your underwater radar. Again, this is mega imaging. You're in the megahertz range. But let's go home here and show you some screen grabs from the engineers that had it out here on the water. This is really cool, Pete. So again, we talked about the importance of making that cast. We don't want any wasted cast. So whether you're fishing shallow, maybe around bluegill beds, check out this screen grab right here. This is our boat dead center here. This is our boat. The bow of the boat is facing forward, but check out the mega imaging here of the bluegill beds, okay? We get into May, we get into June, when the largemouth bass come off the beds, the bluegills are coming on the beds, you could actually count the bluegills on those beds right there. So basically, we're at, if this is a 12 o'clock position, the bow of the boat, you've got 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So from 2 to 3 o'clock, any cast out towards the 2 or 3 o'clock position, you're in a bluegill bed. And we all know that time of year when the bluegills are bedding, we know there's some big largemouth around.
They stalk the bluegill beds.
Absolutely. And you can literally count them out here with this mega imaging. So I'm just gonna scroll through some of the screen grabs here. You see a tree. This is the 360 degree imaging here. Let's scroll through back again. This is a little closer look. Look at the timber that's down at the bottom. Now take a real tight shot of that right there. Pete, if you see that underwater right there, where are you gonna cast? I mean, you know exactly where to cast.
You're gonna be casting off this side of the boat, right?
Yep.
And that's amazing because you're oriented, you know, north and south. You can tell
right
by the shadows that we've got a vertical component to this timber.
And you talk amazing. You talk about being effective on the water, again, making that cast, making every cast count. You know, a lot of times when we're flipping along the bank in the springtime and you're flipping a jig, guys like Greg Hackney, some of your best jig flippers, they always like flipping that jig to the heart of that brush pile, right in the middle, because that's where the biggest bass live. They feel concealed. Any bluegill or a crappie that swims by, they could really pounce on. So when you take this 360-degree technology and it draws out a lay-down tree like that, you could literally make that underwater pitch to the middle of that brush pile and get that bite, and that's being effective.
That's the most efficient possible way. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've struggled with it. We all have, you know, with 2D sonar, you're out there, you're trying to hit the targets, and you're like, I know it's over here somewhere, dragging a heavy jig, trying to find the target, but with, especially with your spot lock, right, you can freeze your boat right in that spot.
Yep.
And you can just radially, this is amazing.
It's unreal. And of course, with the, I call it OG spot lock. It's the original spot lock technology. Yeah. You know, the Ultrexes are you know, they're rigged out. They're GPS compatible, capable lock control motors where, you know, you hit that spot lock button and it'll keep you within a garbage can, you know, lid size spot. And again, in conjunction with the 360, you can make that repetitive cast. And we all love getting on schools of bass. I know you on Lake Cayuga, that year you won up there, you were on schools of deep fish, and this allows you to effectively fish those schools. So, and again, let's talk about like lure selection on an offshore spot like this. You know, some of your deep diving crankbaits, some of your larger than normal jigs, larger than normal worms, and larger than normal swim baits. You gotta think, Pete, when I'm out there offshore, and you can't see this cover underwater. All you have is your map and your sonar to rely on. So I'm a firm believer in mixing up offshore spots that are often overlooked. And you mix that with a lure selection like a big swim bait or a larger than normal worm or jig. You mix up those two components, you mix them together, and that's when you win by a lot. You really do. So larger than normal baits, love doing that in conjunction with areas that you know guys really don't fish often or find often, and you're in for a really, really good day. So.
Well, one of the things that we interview everybody. We got guys, amazing sonar experts, and this really applies here, is that guys are the fishing under the boat is spooking fish because so many guys are doing it.
It really is.
It's the video games of vertical fishing, fish are feeling that pressure.
They really are.
You need to be fishing
back off a little bit. And that is so true. We see that often on the Elite Series where we're on day three, we're on day four of a tournament, yep. whether it be smallmouth, largemouth, or spotted bass, the fish get real spooky. We're fishing the same spots day after day after day. They feel that pinging, that sonar pinging up above. And you gotta think, when we're fishing offshore, roughly, 14 to 24 feet of water, that's less than a bass boat length. Yeah. So that's like right there. So that trolling motor, that sonar pinging, mixed in with multiple boats, those fish feel that. So how do you get away from that, and how do you put more fish in the boat? You back off. You back off that waypoint that we've placed over the last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Back off and make that cast. And I'll tell you, with the range here, you could really adjust the range, whether it be 50 feet. I think it goes to 125 feet in front of the boat.
Wow.
You could back off 125 feet and still make that cast, and that is huge. Mm. We're always looking for the advantage. We want to catch more fish, bigger fish, especially when you're in a tournament scenario. So keep that in mind. Yes, you have waypoints there, but you don't have to get right on top of them. Back off a little bit. Use your 360 imaging and be effective with those casts.
And I've seen it, recently with Carl Jacobson. He was teaching us on the water, and I invite you guys to go check that out.
Yes.
The On Water with Carl Jacobson. We were in Florida, where he did well in a Bassmaster tournament. But here was the really awesome thing, and it was eye-opening for me then, is we were fishing an edge.
Yes.
And you could see the edge, and you could visually see the edge. Mm-hmm. But what you didn't see was the isolated clumps out to the left.
And that's the deal. I mean, how many times have you gone down the bank with a square-billed crankbait, like a rock jetty bank or whatever it is? Oh, there's a bite. Why did you get that bite? Because it's that rock that protrudes out off that bank just a little bit further.
Yep.
So when you combine that with Carl, I learned a lot watching that as well. When you have those underwater grass lines, you can see them on Humminbird Mega 360. Just that little jut out, or that little void. And Ike talks about them all the time, those voids, man.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of grass, fish the voids in the grass, and you could easily spot that with 360.
And one of the other big advantages to it, like the side imaging, I use a lot when I'm in the cockpit.
Sure.
When I'm looking, scouting a body of water, looking at some new areas. But I don't use it so much when I'm fishing. Yeah. But the 360 is an effective tool actually while you're fishing.
Yeah, it is. I brought up a point yesterday with the guys is, that Yamaha motor, I put roughly 130 to 150 hours on my Yamaha engine throughout the Elite Series year. And basically that's 130 hours on my outboard idling and side imaging and down imaging and placing waypoints. But the real work starts when you kill that engine and hop up to the front deck of that bow, drop that Ultrex and 360 in the water. That 140 hours on the engine, you gotta think, 5, 6, 7 times that amount of time I spend on the trolling motor.
Right.
So you gotta think, we spend hundreds and hundreds of hours on that trolling motor, and again, we're not utilizing the side imaging so much, we're utilizing that 360 and down. So once you accumulate those waypoints, again, back off of them, don't spook the fish, be as stealthy as possible, and make that correct presentation.
I want to ask you a question. We're not live, so is there any screenshots about fish identification on 360?
You know what, Pete, there have been a couple on here. Obviously these are limbs and trees. There's one screenshot on here where there is a fish identification right here. As you can see, it looks like a giant goldfish cracker.
Yeah.
That looks like a giant goldfish cracker. I have it zoomed in. But what this is the shadow of the imaging, the megahertz imaging. Yeah. And if you look right here, that highlight, that white highlight, that's the actual fish, which is right in front of the boat. But it is it's shooting that beam out there, and basically it's like opening your eyes, and what you see here is what you get, and in turn it's showing that shadow there. So that's really cool here. Again, that's fish identification, and it's just limited fish identification. A lot of times what I like doing, whether it's side imaging, down imaging, or 360 imaging, is when you find schools of fish, when they're typically stacked up like a Christmas tree, typically that's crappie.
Yeah.
When they're stacked up along the bottom real nice, typically that's bass. And, you know, in time, you'll start to realize, you know, the smaller the dot, the smaller the species, obviously.
Right. So 360 is good for fish identification as well. I know we saw the bluegills there as well. It's an amazing tool. What a consumer, you know, wants to purchase this, what would you recommend as the units to purchase?
Yeah, absolutely. So Mega 360 imaging is compatible with a Humminbird Solix unit like you see here, also with the Helix unit. So basically, in a nutshell, the Solixes are going to be your touchscreen units.
Okay.
And the Helixes are the non-touchscreen versions of this technology. So you could pick either one. You go to Humminbird, humminbird.com, and check all that stuff out. And again, I know a lot of guys on tour that, check this out. I know a lot of guys on tour when I'm fishing the Elite Series, no matter which tournament I go to, in conjunction with Lake Master, with a Lake Master chip, if I'm fishing an offshore spot, and I come in on, you know, on an area that has multiple guys, I'll look with my eyes, and if he has got this Humminbird 360 pod on the front of his boat, I know, like, I'm competing against this guy, and he knows what's down there, I know what's down there.
Yeah.
Now, if I pull up to a spot, or a guy comes in on a spot, and he doesn't have this 360-degree pod on the front of his boat, I know I'm at an advantage.
Yeah.
So let's fish this spot extra hard. Yep. He's not seeing what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So, but if I ever do share a spot with a guy that also has 360 imaging on the front of his boat, I know he sees exactly what I see. So I don't typically have the advantage. So
right. We're
always looking for that advantage as professional bass fishermen, and that's one of them. When I see a 360 unit on the front there, I'm in good shape.
You're going to see it on the front of my boat.
Yeah.
I want to get the 360. But the one of the things that I love about it is this is really high-tech stuff. A lot of guys might think they've got to get this big giant screen to get this technology. But this technology is available on most every one of the Humminbird units.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're down to your 10-inch screens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great. You know, you could see it all. You know, with the screen's brightness nowadays and the contrast and sensitivity of these units nowadays, you don't need this giant 15-inch screen. It's nice to have, but you could see every little detail in every direction with the 10-inch unit.
Well, that's awesome. And I know you got a lot of tournaments left. You got there are 1009 St. Lawrence. You got Cayuga coming up.
Yes,
I sense that sonar is going to be playing a role in a lot of these tournaments.
Oh, it's going to be huge, especially smallmouth fishing. We know smallmouth love to get offshore, off the bank. So 360 imaging, Mega 360 imaging, it's going to show me those rock piles. It's going to show me those high spots, humps, saddles, rocks in current, in conjunction with spot lock. I'm going to be able to pick out those rocks on the St. Lawrence River. And on Lake Cayuga, a place you know really well, I'm gonna be able to pick out those real deep grass lines. I know where to flip that real heavy jig and throw that crankbait and throw that swim bait. So I'm really excited the rest of the Elite Series season. We're sitting really good in points. We're like top 10 in points or something like that. And got a couple second place finishes this year.
We were all pulling for you at Gunnersville.
Man, yeah, that's how that type of fishing goes.
Yeah.
But got plenty of season left. And I'd really like to make a run at one of those AOYs and win one this year.
Well, you're in great shape. Wish you the best of luck. And like I said, you're one of the best educators that we have at Bass University. Everybody says it, and I love watching you on Bassmaster Live. You can really bring everybody into your world like nobody else can. So
that's awesome.
Congratulations
Pete.
On that. And I wish you best of luck.
Thanks, Pete.
The rest of the season.
I appreciate it. Can't wait to come back, guys. Love you guys at Bass University.
Chris Zaldane, Pete Gluzek, Bass University TV.
Head over to bassu.tv, the premier learning destination in bass fishing. Over 600 in-depth videos geared to help you catch more and bigger bass. Use the promo code BASSULIVE19 for 10 days free. That's BASSULIVE19 to get BASSU TV free for 10 days. Get the Bass University Advantage today.